The new BBC 4 series, BBC Radio 3 presents a month of performances, programmes and downloads exploring a giant musical genre and how it was shaped by the world around it. You can hear complete performances of every symphony featured in the BBC 4 series in Radio 3's Afternoon on 3. Weekday afternoons starting this Friday on BBC Radio 3 from 2 o'clock.
11 o'clock this Wednesday evening, time now for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Mary Boina and Eagle Brother, and I'm really looking forward to hearing her and the band at King's Place tomorrow night as part of the Life M Festival, the London International Festival of Exploratory Music. Details of all of that via the King's Place website. And from there, Mary and the band are going on to the Musicport Festival in Bridlington. And again, you'll find details of all that's happening there on the Musicport site. From Quebec now, a group called Dents de Lion and a song called La Rose et le Lion, The Rose and the Lion.
Mon ami me délaisse au gué, vive la rose. Mon ami me délaisse au gué, vive la rose. Je ne sais pas pourquoi, vive la rose et le lilas.
brilliant duo of Hazelius Hedin with a traditional Swedish tune, As Fair as a Rose, following on from Tales of Roses and Lions from the Quebec group Don de Lyon. Twinkling reflections, mysterious links with darkness, thresholds of the night. That's how the composer Salvatore Sciarrino describes his solo clarinet piece, Let Me Die Before I Wake. And that's played here by Reto Bieri.
Thank you.
Beautifully fragile music, I think, like the wax sculptures on the side of a candle, played by the clarinetist Reto Bieri. That was Salvatore Sciarrino's Let Me Die Before I Wake. Book of Esseltoft has teamed up with the German techno producer and computer expert Henrik Schwartz for his most recent release called Duo. Booger's releases and musical journeys come at a huge scrutiny because he's such a key figure in the Norwegian new music scene, and he's always so passionate about finding new partners and new pathways. I rather liked what John Fordham said in The Guardian when he wrote his review a couple of months ago. It's a toe in the seductive jazz waters for open-minded dancers. couple of fine fiddle tunes by the Shetland fiddler Kevin Henderson from his recent solo album. James McMillan's Os Motorum just before that, setting a 13th century antiphon for St. Columba's Day. O Columba, hope of Scots, by the intervention of your kind words, make us colleagues of the blessed angels. And first, from a new album from Booga Vasseltoft, joined by Henrik Schwartz, a track called See You Tomorrow, which we think is really rather beautiful, and their album is called Duo. Now a short guitar piece by Steve Mackey. David Starobin plays San Francisco Shuffle.
Mà qua đèo chỉ chim kêu bên nở
Vietnamese singer Hoang Tan, who performs at the Life M Festival at King's Place tomorrow. That was a track from her called Crossing the Valley, following on from a piece by Steve Mackey, his San Francisco Shuffle, played by David Starobin. Evan Parker's electro-acoustic ensemble appears at the London Jazz Festival and also at the Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival this month with a new piece for Huddersfield called Tesserae on Friday the 18th. I've gone back to a recording from 1998 which features the string playing of Philip Waxman called Writing on Ice.
Thank you.
Instrument. So who else but Terje Isungset, who plays at the North Wall, Oxford on Saturday, then on Monday at the Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester and Tuesday at LSO St Luke's in London. And Evan Parker's electroacoustic ensemble before that, Philip Waxman's Writing on Ice from 1998. Also at the London Jazz Festival is the Kairos Quartet. So this is my chance to say well done to them for their recent MOBO Award. Here they are with Box Set Anti-Hero.
Thank you.
The Kairos Quartet and box set Antihero. And they're at the opening night of the London Jazz Festival appearing at the Vortex. I mentioned yesterday that Stefan Mikus is also appearing at the London Jazz Festival, also on the opening night, the 11th of November. This is his first UK appearance since 1976. So I thought I'd end with a piece from just a couple of years later, from 1978, for table harp courtholt, which is a Renaissance reed instrument, zither and guitar. Till the End of Time is the title of the piece. And before that, Linton Kwesi Johnson and Jamaican Lullaby. Hope you can join me again tomorrow night at the usual time, 11 o'clock. Good night.
Jamaican Lullaby. So soon the moon rises tonight, making fire, making sparks to pierce spots of dark. Stars gather gold, making holes in the vast body of night. Dogs begin their ritual barks and howls as fowl steal sleep to meet tomorrow face to face. So soon the moon rises tonight, meeting screams, shouts of lies, as hard black fists find labor's most devout female flesh, whose sweat, whose earth, now makes a tear. Tears will roll down sorrow's crevices, will flow down to heart's hurt. Now the sobbing rest a while. Believers sin, God dreams, cats, rats, babies scream for food. The hungry earth dreams too, for just a drop of rain, so as to breathe again and give birth or sap to dying roots. So soon the rain of dew on sleeping green of grass, the memories hearts are keeping, will soon slide down in dreams when no one sleeps but close their eyes and weep.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. To come in this opening couple of hours, a Smetana piece for four pianists. First, though, a recent concert from the Croatian Radio and Television Symphony Orchestra and conductor David Jimenez Carreras. It's one from Zagreb in January 2011. Zagreb looking across to Spain, Rimsky-Korsakov's Capriccio Español and Falla's Three-Cornered Hat Ballet. But they start with something more local, or at least the composer is. He has a Greek name, and Boris Papandopoulou was actually born near Bonn, but he's claimed by Croatia, where he died in 1991 after a long and productive life there. This is his Marche Arabe Symphonique.
Yeah.